ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Classrooms are dark and empty in another city. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Because teachers in Chicago refused to go to school today, wanting to bring screen school back, upsetting Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
We can't forget about how disruptive that remote process is to individual parents who have to work, who can't afford the luxury of staying home.
Fox's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, there's no school for hundreds of thousands of students in Chicago following a late-night vote by the teachers' union to refuse in-person learning over COVID concerns and a lack of testing.
Children, they're bringing it home and they're infecting their families, and this could absolutely be avoided with remote learning.
Don't keep using us as sacrificial lambs.
The city says schools are safe, rejecting a return to remote instruction, saying it was disastrous for children's learning and mental health. The union, Dave, also says that the district has now locked teachers out of their computers at home.
Jeff, we've had nearly 2 million COVID cases reported in the U.S. the past 2 days.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected.
But President Biden says those who haven't gotten the shots should be alarmed. And while he says he's frustrated, too, by test shortages, more are coming. There's a hearing this morning at the Senate into Capitol Police, with the chief set to testify the day before we mark 1 year since the U.S. Capitol riot, when Trump supporters stormed in, temporarily halting the Biden election certification. The president will speak at the Capitol tomorrow denouncing what happened. The former president has decided to stay quiet in Florida.
A post on former President Trump's website says, in light of the total bias and dishonesty of the January 6th Unselect Committee of Democrats, two failed Republicans, and the fake news media, I am canceling the January 6th press conference at Mar-a-Lago.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. The president plans to speak out later in the month. Former President Trump, that is. America's listening to Fox News.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our lowest prices of the season, save up to $1,000 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The CDC is reiterating revised guidance that shortens quarantine times for those infected with COVID with no more symptoms to 5 days, so long as they wear a mask for 5 to 10 days. It does add that they could try to get a COVID test first, but it is not required. A CDC panel meets later today considering expanding vaccine boosters for younger kids.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is meeting to talk about a recommendation announced this week by the Food and Drug Administration. On Monday, the FDA gave the okay for a COVID booster shot of the Pfizer vaccine to kids aged 12 to 15, and now the CDC must sign off on it before it's put into practice. The CDC has already okayed narrowing the interval for Pfizer booster shot eligibility from 6 months to 5 months after the second dose, as well as approving a third shot for kids age 5 to 11 who are immunocompromised, both recommended this week by the FDA. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A man in Philadelphia slept at home for the first time since 1984 after Willie Stokes was set free. His murder conviction and life sentence set aside the case against him. Marred by allegations, detectives offered a witness sex and drugs in exchange for false testimony. Someone from a long, long time ago also being exonerated posthumously, Homer Pressy.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards scheduled the ceremony for a spot near where Plessy was arrested in 1892 for protesting a law by trying to sit in a whites-only train car. The date is also close to the 125th anniversary of Plessy's guilty plea in New Orleans. Plessy was one of the parties in the notable Plessy versus Ferguson case that went to the Supreme Court. The verdict in that case led to a half-century of laws calling for separate but equal settings for black people in schools, housing, theaters, and other venues. Plessy's relatives and the judge who convicted him are slated to be at the ceremony.
That's Rob Dawson. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Friends, family, and community members gathered yesterday to remember the life of Wayne County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Riley, who was killed in the line of duty during early morning hours of last Wednesday. His suspected killer captured in Clinton County later that day after a hostage situation. Cyber attack at an agency working with the state of Illinois is under investigation. Governor Pritzker's office, a nonprofit which helps oversee funds for troubled Illinois insurance companies, was the victim of a criminal actor. Office of the Special Deputy Receiver learned about the loss of about $6.8 million July 15th of 2021. Doctors across the country urging vaccinations and booster doses as Omicron and Delta variants spike. COVID-19 positivity rates around the country, but many still have questions about the safety of continued injections to stave off severe infection. Although vaccines are highly effective at minimizing severe symptoms, vaccine effectiveness decreases over time. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Let us check our weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier has joined us once again. Kind of a gray January 5th in central Illinois, buddy boy.
Yes, my friend, certainly is. The maps and charts, three systems to come on by here the next 5 to 7 days. This is the coldest and the windiest of them, of it all. And, yeah, those wind advisories are locked into position till the 6 o'clock hour. Champaign, Vermilion counties, points on northward. Already seeing some gusts upwards of 40 and 45 miles per hour last hour. It's a west wind 25, gusting 36 over at Willard and Savoy. And they've got a reading of 25 degrees there. 22 Rantoul, now down to 19. A couple snow showers. Hours of flurries around the Bloomington-Normal area fall back into the single digits out towards the Illinois River into the Iowa and points north and west from there. Even a little snow up north near the Kankakee at the current time. So it goes like this, kind of a partly sunny midday and afternoon, but a cloudy morning, and it is a falling temperature type day. We've already reached the day's high. Readings will be down into the teens this afternoon. The west wind 25 to 35, gust of 45 miles per hour. You heard me right. It'll lock wind chills down later on this afternoon to sub-zero. And again, a couple snow flurries around. Much colder tonight, diminishing west wind, but still sub-zero wind chill by tomorrow morning, a low near 10. Tomorrow, we will not get out of the teens. About 15, the best we've have pegged. The system passing primarily south may generate a little like dusting of snow in a couple of spots here during the day tomorrow. Then, as winds drop, skies cleared, so do temperatures near zero tomorrow night and probably outside of the county, sub-zero cold and a very cold Friday, partly cloudy skies, 17. But moderation over the weekend, I wouldn't call it warmer. We've got wind involved, 30. 7 towards evening time on Saturday, then Saturday night, little rain, sleet, snow combination. We're up near 40 for a time on Sunday, but then temperatures fall the afternoon. Quiet weather, good part of next week. Maybe January thaw starts up late next week, a short one, 21 next Monday, into the 20s next Tuesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Let me tell you about Wyatt and Laura. They needed to sell their custom-built home. They built it in White Heath. They talked to other real estate agents. They were told they'd get about $400,000 for it. They interviewed Nate Evans, and Nate suggested they could get $450,000. Once listed with Nate, boom, it sold for $450,000. That was $50,000. That's just one example. Rhonda had built her dream home. She needed to sell her Southwest Champaign home. She listed with another agent. 114 days later, wasn't selling.
Yikes.
No feedback. Guess what they told her? Drop the price.
Uh-huh.
Rhonda called Nate Evans. What a difference. Nate got it sold very quickly. Top dollar. $652,000. Now Rhonda could fully enjoy her new home she just built.
Nate and his team just have that kind of experience when it comes to the staging, and they have this strong partnership with Zillow. The Coming Soon program with that secret list of homes definitely builds the demand and gets you top dollar. If you're considering selling your home or jumping into a new one, a friend you can trust in the business for quite a while is Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty, getting you that immediate cash offer on your home, offering those flexible fees, helping you sell your home for the most money possible. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Or just Google Nate Evans Group and start packing.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-Wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-Wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
You can buy flooring just about anywhere.
Would someone please pick up line 7 for flooring? Line 7, sometime this week, please.
Or you can buy carpeting and any other flooring with the personal attention of a project designer that can help you bring your dream to life. Introducing Neverman Floor Artisans, a place with an impeccable showroom, talented designers, and any kind of flooring you might be looking for. Let them show you what the Neverman difference really means. Neverman Floor Artisans, off Route 45, 9 miles south of Champaign in Tolono. Visit online, NevermanFloorArtisans.com.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. If you're listening and you've never been to a true barbecue joint, you need to stop a minute and come check it out. It's all about the local meat. It's all about the preparation. So aside from the typical barbecue offerings of brisket and pulled pork, turkey, we also offer our own spin on a few non-traditional sandwiches. You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's HumbleHogBBQ.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Yes, let's jump to our sports. We've got a lot of Brad Underwood to play for you. I got a little Jacob Grandison to play for you. Illinois wins.
It's true. 76-53 was the final over Minnesota. So we are 10-3 on the season. Kofi with a great game, leading the team with 29 points and 10 rebounds, his eighth double-double of the season. And the four blocks looked awesome. Yeah. We haven't been 3-0 since the 10-11 season. Maryland tomorrow, IO night. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock. Get there early because we have these different layers of COVID.
Yeah, we're supposed to. Yeah, do we download? I need to know if we can download that they did in St. Louis for the Border War game. You could download your vaccine card,
right,
and have a check mark on your phone. And I don't know if U of I set up for that yet.
Well, I know when you go to FightingIllini.com, they have it very bold of the new procedure.
Okay, so we can
just
go
to
there.
Brush all through right. About what to expect.
It sounds onerous. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I think they're going to go. Okay.
Agreed. They're going to have the bragging rights game. I mean.
They blew through it.
It was fine. Yep. But again, you'll have to get everything ready as you're entering and have your ID out and your vaccination card or whatever your status may be. So we'll get through it. It's fine. Go Illini. We want to support IO and all of that. And after some canceled games due to COVID, the women get back in action against Ohio State tomorrow. So do we want to hear some audio?
Yeah. Here's right. Brad Underwood after the game.
Our leadership has been excellent. You know, I played a lot of guys early. I had no idea what our conditioning would be like, you know, with 10 positives and guys out and the three-day NCAA break. But I think that our guys are focused. And, you know, you got a 10-1 team, and you got them in their home. And a basketball team that's been excelling on the offensive end at a very high level. And I think our guys rose to that challenge tonight.
It was so different, Brad.
Well, it was a little different, obviously. You know, you fight the balance as a coach as to, okay, you know you haven't done anything for a long time. And, you know, we have this saying, you know, 3 weeks to get in great shape, 3 days to get out. And everybody's a little different in that category. And obviously, you've got to monitor that. You know, it wasn't just go out there and run the heck out of them and try to get them in shape. And so we monitored that pretty close, knowing that we had to do some running. We had to we had to push the envelope there a little bit, maybe more so than what we do in the past in terms of normal prep. But again, it was, you know, just kind of by feel and who felt good, and we tried to get guys as many shots as we could get them. Again, that's getting a feel for the ball and understanding was one of the biggest challenges, as much as Gordon.
One of our old guys, Jake Granderson.
We practice what we preach. Got to stay ready. You know, there's always going to be bumps in the road, and we welcome it with open arms. Try not to be fazed by adversity, and came out here, played hard, played good defense, and got it up. Ain't nothing but a thing at this point. COVID, injuries, and on and on and on. You could just use it as an excuse. You could just rise to the occasion and just lift each other up and have fun out here.
Jake's a really good player. He's a smart player. He's cerebral. He's level-headed. And so Jake does so many things right. He's turned himself into a really solid defender. You know, offensively, he just makes shots. He just does what he does. Very good passer, and glad he's on our team.
You betcha. We're glad a lot of those guys. How about Demonte Williams? I thought Demonte played with extra energy last night. Kofi, Trent, I mean, Alfonso had a quiet game. Didn't he have 10? I mean, we just a solid Illinois victory, and a lot of guys played, 10 or 11 guys played, and I think the young guys are going to be good, too. So.
Yep. Rutgers over Michigan yesterday, 75-67.
Michigan's like 7-6. Michigan. They were ranked like 2.
I don't know. Rutgers is the one that nipped Purdue.
Rutgers beat Purdue. We got to go to Rutgers. We beat them by 30 here, but out there's a difference.
So right.
They're always kind of tough at home these days, and they beat Purdue and Michigan pretty good. And Michigan, at least to this point, is not what they thought they were going to be because they had all these incredibly talented guys. Number one recruiting class or whatever it was, plus Dickerson's back, all that. I imagine they'll play their best against us because of a rivalry coming up a week from Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we'll see. But yeah, I mean, Rutgers again at home. Tough.
Right. Nebraska at number 10, Michigan State tonight. Penn State is at Northwestern for that 8 o'clock game. Baylor wins over Oklahoma yesterday as the number one team. Number 2, Duke over Georgia Tech last night, too. All right, let's move on to other trending news in Illini Nation, and it's Tony Peterson could be out as offensive coordinator in Illinois football. We haven't heard confirmation out of the U of I athletics department yet, but we're hearing that that could happen later today. NBA action had the Knicks over the Pacers 104-94. The Pacers hosting Brooklyn's Nets tonight at 6:30. Also tonight at 6:30, St. Louis's Blues in Pittsburgh tonight at 6:30. And then overtime win with Colorado over the Blackhawks 4-3 on ice yesterday. So that winter warm-up is trending in Cardinals Nation. It canceled due to the lockout with that announcement coming about that January 15th through 17th. Annual event, the winter warm-up for the St. Louis Cardinals with owner Bill DeWitt III talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, bummer. So that means no Cardinal Caravan, my friend. Sorry about that. Winter warm-up canceled, meaning all those alum that come in for that. No Cardinal Caravan.
I love that.
We were scheduled to get one of three sites, and Champaign was one of them, so I'm so bummed. From the day-to-day in operations to long-term planning, running a family business is hard work. You probably dream to see its success for generations, but the Family Business Institute shows only 30% of family businesses survive through the second generation. To keep the family in family business, the experts at Busey suggest planning early. Sometimes you assume stuff, it doesn't happen sometimes that way. Start planning early, maybe 5 to even 15 years before a possible transition. Communicate the plan. That's huge. Know your value. We tend to overvalue when it's yours. Ask for help. Determine the successor. 88% of current family business owners believe their families will take over the business in 5 years, but few businesses actually survive.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your financial needs, business and beyond, Busey promises the resources to help you succeed. Stop in one of their many convenient locations, 800-67-BUSEY, or visit Busey.com for all your financial needs and let them help you. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana. East Central at OIM this Saturday. Boy, it's a wind-blown and colder affair as the day wears on for the day-to-day. First of three fast-moving weather systems, wind-blown on the maps and charts. Each one had generated a little uptick on temperatures ahead of them. Behind them, an influx of modified Arctic air. We'll see that occur again as we move on through the end part of the week before a little uptick gets going over the course of the weekend. Later next week, and perhaps briefly beyond, signs of a January thaw across the area. No major systems on the maps and charts. Falling temperatures throughout the day with a partly sunny sky and errant snowflake. Watch that west-northwest wind gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour with falling temperatures 10 above but a bitter wind chill for tonight. Breezy, much colder for the day tomorrow. Yeah, a little dusting of snow, especially from Champaign and southward tomorrow. High temperature just 15. We'll head towards zero tomorrow night. Very cold on Friday. Partly cloudy skies up to about 17. Maybe it'll rain, snow, sleet mix Saturday night. Otherwise, high temperatures in the 30s Saturday, near 40 and dropping on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you very much. Let's find out what these markets are going to do when they open in about 10 minutes here on ESPN 93.5. Word is now 8:20.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There was a dramatic increase in the number of jobs created by private employers last month. Payroll processing company ADP says there were 807,000 jobs created, more than double the forecast. Leisure and hospitality led the hiring in December as more people returned to traveling for the holiday season. The numbers appear to reflect hiring before the impact of the Omicron variant of COVID. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Simply Good Foods is seeing stronger than expected business. Its parent company of the Atkins and Quest brands, it was able to raise prices to more than offset costs from supply chain inflation. Investors are waiting for the Federal Reserve's minutes from its recent meeting to be released later today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
He's ESPN 93.5. Nate Swick has joined us now. Visit Indy.com. I did not see that coming. I thought the Colts are going to beat the Raiders. I just was a little bit shocked by that darn thing. Unbelievable.
Dang it.
Colts are still pretty good shape.
Colts at Jacksonville coming up Sunday.
They're going to beat Jacksonville. So, Nate, I think the Colts are in, but I don't get it. You got to run Taylor, man.
You got to run Taylor. What? Colts win and they're in. I know.
But it's like they're like 150-0 when they run Jonathan Taylor, and when they don't, they lose. I don't understand it. I think Frank Reich's a great coach. I'm just really confused.
Yeah, I think it's just in the heat of the moment he gets caught up. But I agree. So we're planning on running at least 50 times this weekend.
That a boy.
That's what I heard.
Right,
that's what the rumor.
That's what I need, because we'll win the football game. I think the Colts are really good. It kind of all goes to Carson Wentz, who's been kind of erratic, which is a little shocking too. So anyway, I'm rooting for Indianapolis. I think they're a really good football team.
Absolutely. So we win, we're in. I think we might be a little dangerous here in the playoffs if we make it, though. I mean, yep. I'm not getting ahead of myself because Jacksonville's beat a couple teams this year, but Colts are a big piece of the excitement in Indy right now. But even bigger, this weekend, guys, we've got the college football playoff national
championship. Oh, my gosh. That's right. At your place. I forgot.
That's right.
That is big. Yeah. All right. So Alabama, Georgia.
Alabama, Georgia.
And then it's like Division II after that. Nobody's close to those two teams.
I know it.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And nobody can come close. But we are excited because these two teams have never played in Lucas Oil Stadium. We're Big Ten country here, as you know. And so never before been here. We're excited to have some SEC fan bases. More than 100,000 fans coming to Indy this weekend to check out the big game and all of these ancillary events and happenings, because we're rolling out the red carpet starting on Friday to get fans excited for the Monday night game. So a lot of people are already showing up, rolling out this weekend. But fan events, we have free fan events all weekend long. From Playoff Fan Central is this kind of interactive, family-friendly, three-day experience, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, inside the Indiana Convention Center. Games, pep rallies, band performances, all that stuff in the Convention Center right across from Lucas Oil. But then some of the things we're most excited about is these free concerts on Monument Circle. So they always have a concert event or a concert component to the national championship game. And I think this is probably the coolest location they've ever done. On Monument Circle, they're building out, as we speak, a concert venue. For Saturday night, Doja Cat will be the headliner. Sunday, 21 Pilots. Monday, Sam Hunt. So we've got a pretty incredible roster of concerts happening outdoors this weekend. So be sure to wear your coat. But the weather on Saturday and Sunday actually looks pretty strong. So we are excited for just a big weekend. I mean, we've got a ton of events. event, ton of activations. We can't wait to get this rolling.
Yeah, it's a lot of people coming to visit, and it'll be a lot of excitement.
Well, and when it comes to football games, Nate, we love the food part of it. Is there any tailgating going on?
Absolutely. So Georgia Street, just like the Super Bowl, Georgia Street will be shut down to vehicular traffic, our main thoroughfare right outside of the convention center, Lucas Oil. So that's the big tailgate zone. And then there's also a tailgate event, or a little bit of a nicer event, called Taste of the Championship at the Indiana State Museum on Sunday night, where you really get to eat your way through the best of the best food and drink in Indianapolis. So nice. Whenever you come here, you can always count on some good food and drink.
All right. Any suggestions? If we're coming over, obviously I'm not getting a hotel. So what do I do?
If you don't already have a hotel room, you might be in trouble. At least downtown, you're going to have to head. We already have people booking rooms as far away as West Lafayette and down Bloomington and beyond. Mm-hmm. So you might have to take a little bit of a drive if you haven't booked that room. But lots of good places to eat and drink once you do make it here.
Excellent.
Awesome. Well, again, how do people get information?
Got to head to visitindy.com.
Okay, my friend. Thanks, Nate.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Good luck.
College football playoff on Monday, and concerts like Doja Cat. Sam Hunt is Monday. I'm taking note of that over fans on US 105.
Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt.
Who do I know? Sam Hunt.
And I'm partying in heaven. House party.
Billy Joel?
Stevie. Anyway, I saw a lot of the Nashville New Year's Eve. I don't know if you watched any of the New Year's Eve stuff counting into the new year.
No.
Okay.
Missed that.
Well, they've switched things up. And to me, Nashville was the better party than NYC. And there's been some pushback about what was happening on TV with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Not many people watch CNN. I know. So. I saw it on the clip.
Right.
And he was railing about Mayor de Blasio.
That's right.
What was the...
I don't know.
He was drunk, but...
Exactly.
Well,
it used to be in broadcasting that you couldn't drink until your shift was over. Whatever happened to that rule?
He's not a regular CNN. He's a radio commentator. He's a columnist. He's a writer. And
Andy... And the
Andy Cohen.
Yeah, and the Housewives stuff. He hosts all that. I don't know.
I don't know.
I never watched any of that.
I'm telling you what.
By the way, The Bachelor started this week. I didn't know if you took notice.
Nope. 20 years. Okay. I think that's kind of a done deal now.
Because it was some drama. Let me tell you.
But what about the new one where the guy's a millionaire or he's not? They're two men, and one's a millionaire. I saw the promo.
I see.
And so the women don't know what to do because one's, you know, so it's like, how shallow is that?
Exactly. It's all so shallow.
I mean, it's just,
whatever.
First of all, what's even $1 million these days? It needs to be a billionaire. Come on, man.
You're right.
What? I mean, this is a story I haven't touched yet this morning, but there's this going on. I mean, it's... Yeah.
The Chicago's Teachers Union.
That's not it. Oh, here it is.
That's
here it is.
Big one too.
Chicago Teachers Union are they're trying to do all the remote stuff, and so they voted to stay home.
I think pretty much made the decision last night, so this morning.
Chicago teachers don't want to go teach. They want to stay home to stay safe. But this is what I was referring to.
No one's won the Powerball jackpot since early October, so the big kahuna of lottery prizes is worth an estimated $610 million. Mm. And if lottery fever sparks, as it normally does when the jackpot's so large, the winnings are likely to grow even bigger. You may have noticed Powerball drawings come more often these days. That's because the lottery added a third weekly drawing last summer to help push the jackpots up even faster. If you win this jackpot, your cash payout option is an estimated $434 million. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Divided by two. So 434 divided by two, which would be $215 million. $217 million.
Because of the taxes.
You get half tax. So 217, a measly $217 million. What in the world would you do with that?
Mike said we are going to do the lump sum, though. So
okay, so you'll take home $217,000.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good number.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly would be fine, and you're good to go. And then it's a question of what are you doing with it? So...
Well, I'm by the company for sure. So Stevie J Broadcasting under Diane Ducey.
And that would probably work. So there you go. You'd have that going for you.
New studios and all of that. Get the positioning on the video better on the YouTube channel for Stevie J Show.
So go Diane. So it's one of those deals. And again, I've mentioned it before. It's like throwing a rock from the moon and having it land on your patio table.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the point is, there is a rock being thrown from the moon.
You got to get in it to win it.
It's going
to
land somewhere.
Right.
But yeah, it's, the odds of that are pretty astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody does generally win. It might not be a bowling team from Butte. It might be a single individual. And then what I think is great about it is you can stay anonymous.
Yes.
Which is totally what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want to be in front with a check.
Right.
Chances are long-lost cousins would find you.
And you don't tell anybody.
No.
So you get your financial wealth planner all ready to go.
It would get out locally, for sure. I mean, you couldn't hide it, right? There's no way. But it would be something to try and deal with that.
Got to get my ticket today.
Got to protect that ticket, too. All right, 8:30, back in just a moment.
I'm Chris Foster. There's no school in Chicago today after a vote by teachers to stay away over coronavirus safety concerns.
Chicago's teachers union says its members decided to switch to virtual learning today, all in the name of safety. But critics are calling this decision made overnight both cruel for both parents and students. The teachers union admits this was a controversial vote, but the union says the return to virtual learning is necessary so that teachers could feel safe in their own classrooms, given the sharp rise in COVID cases.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Hong Kong has banned all passenger flights from the United States and seven other countries trying to keep coronavirus infection rates down there. The head of U.S. Capitol Police says they're better prepared for an event like the January 6th Capitol riot and that they're aware of several events planned for the anniversary tomorrow.
Most of them aren't of much concern to us.
That's Chief Tom Manger. President Biden plans to speak at the Capitol tomorrow. Former President Trump has canceled the press conference he'd scheduled at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. More school districts in central Illinois releasing new information regarding virtual learning as the number of COVID cases increases. Decatur Public Schools temporarily suspending in-person learning at American Dreamers STEM Academy and Franklin Grove Elementary School due to the large number of staff members at each school testing positive for COVID. A member of an East Central Illinois family whose name was on a recently expanded nature preserve said it's a joy to see the family legacy go on. Grand Prairie Friends, a group that restores open spaces across several area counties, says the Edna Edwards Burnett Land and Water Reserve expanding from 20 to 80 acres after a sale from the state of Ralph Burnett. Daytime drop-in center for the homeless in Champaign again expanding hours amid continued cold conditions. See You at Home's Phoenix Center at 70 East Washington Street is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. The hours apply to this week only. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana and East Central at OIM this Saturday. Boy, it's a wind-blown and colder affair as the day wears on for the day today. First of three fast-moving weather systems, wind-blown on the maps and charts. Each one had generated a little uptick on temperatures ahead of them. Behind them, an influx of modified Arctic air. We'll see that occur again as we move on through the end part of the week before a little uptick gets going over the course of the weekend. Later next week, and perhaps briefly beyond, signs of a January thaw across the area. No major systems on the maps and charts. Falling temperatures throughout the day with a partly sunny sky and errant snowflake. Watch that west-northwest wind gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour with falling temperatures. 10 above and a bitter wind chill for tonight. Breezy, much colder for the day tomorrow. And a little dusting of snow, especially from Champaign and Southwood tomorrow. High temperature just 15. We'll head towards zero tomorrow night. Very cold on Friday. Partly cloudy skies up to about 17. Maybe a little rain, snow, sleet mix Saturday night. Otherwise, high temperatures in the 30s Saturday, near 40 and dropping on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Throughout their careers, Parkland College graduates can earn well over $500,000 more than with a high school diploma alone. So grow your story with Parkland's flexible training and join thousands of others who have too. Learn to fly a drone, network computers, build homes, save lives, and more. Or save big on tuition by transferring your Parkland credits to universities. Register now for Parkland spring semester classes at parkland.edu/spring2022.
Yeah. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:35. Illinois beats Minnesota last night. Great stuff. We win easily. Very, very nice. Minnesota was 10-1. There were a lot of empty seats up there at Williams Arena. I'm
right.
Kind of surprised by
Are
that.
Are they still on a break?
No students.
Right.
But still, it was very enjoyable to go up there and win in the barn.
76-53 was the final. Good Dale stuff. And I are 10-3 on the season now.
And I don't know why we're not ranked. I suppose maybe if we beat Maryland, we'll be ranked Monday, but my goodness.
Maybe, maybe not. I feel like we're the, you know, redheaded stepchild over here.
Whatever,
in the corner.
Because we're certainly one of the best
no
teams.
To redheads.
When we're all clicking, we're pretty darn good. And when we can fold Andre Curbelo back in, if we get to, we'll be even better. So, okay, Steve, we're off for today. This is the program I give you my cash money to spend today from Country Squire Cleaners Round Barn in Champaign. If you would like to try the Wash and Dry Club, this is where somebody in a van comes to pick up your dirty clothes and cleans them and brings them back to you. I'll pay for that for a month. It's like $25 a week for like 30 pounds. So Kevin Buskirk, the owner of Country Squire Cleaners, will actually drop off a bag. You fill the bag for dirty clothes and you put it out on the porch or outside the door. And they come and pick it up on a Monday or Tuesday, depending on where you live. They serve Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet for this program right now. And they'll wash your clothes. So unless you love laundry, I don't get it. Just put your dirty clothes in the bag and see how you like it. I'll buy it for a month just to get you started to see if you like it. You need to get the service going within a week, and then you have to fill out a survey when you're done.
Sounds good.
But it's called the Wash and Dry Club. If you're interested in me paying for a month of your laundry service, you just text in Wash and Dry right now. 217-359-2255. 217-359-2255. And we'll get her done. So that's your Stever offer, the program where I actually give you my money to spend. And your only requirements are to get her done within 7 days, at least schedule it, and then fill out the survey.
Laundry does take a long time. You know, my son Aiden is wanting to wash those jeans every time, and sometimes they'll change his shirt a couple of times a day. I say jeans only wash if there's stain or stink. I mean, 5 times at least, you know, you can wear those jeans.
I don't know. It's just depending on a person's, it's a total individual.
Anyway.
Some people like washing a lot. Some don't wash as often. There's a line somewhere in your life where something has to be washed.
Right.
And when that line is, I would leave up to the freedoms of America and your choice, but hopefully it's not too long and that doesn't have to be every time you wear something for 10 minutes.
Exactly.
You don't have to wash. Some people do it.
Okay.
It's all part of it. It's one of those TFI things or TMI.
TMI.
Too much information.
And another thing about the Christmas decorations, that came up on a Zoom meeting with Unity Music Boosters yesterday when we saw the background of some folks who have their Christmas decorations up. And I think people do stick with it through the Epiphany of sorts.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
I don't know, when you take yours
well,
down.
Well, we generally leave them up. I mean, but the tree went down last night.
It did?
But all my other stuff's up.
Okay.
I would think we'll probably be everything. Because I put it up in November 1.
Yeah,
so I have 2 months. I just generally do it early.
Okay.
After Halloween, we go Christmas full out.
All right.
We're kind of like Prairie Gardens, totally Christmas.
There you go.
So we'll leave some of our stuff up probably for another few weeks. But I remember Philo, Mom always left him up. I think we got to February. I think we had the President's Day 1 year.
Right.
And Mom's tree, I encourage her to just leave it up year round.
Why not?
Because it's perfect.
It's
and
beautiful.
You don't have to put it up and down all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it. I mean, why not?
That's right. Yeah. And I know that in the South, when I lived down in Lafayette, Louisiana, most of the 90s, they would take their Christmas tree and then turn it into like a Valentine's tree and then a Mardi Gras tree. And, you know, you could have a St. Patrick's tree and just switch out the decorations, which I thought was a fun idea. So there's all kinds of ways to do it. But it seems like as we go on, people do, especially the lights on their house and things like that. People are saying, oh, geez.
Well, I mean,
when are they going to take those down? Let me just shut it off.
First of all, Tom Scrooge, easy up. I mean, it's not, well, who cares?
I know.
Why would you be such a grump and care about somebody else's decoration?
You're right. You're right.
Just keep driving. I mean, my goodness, is that all you got to do is to worry about somebody else and be a Grinch?
Now, for me, I didn't get to tap into a lot of the Christmas decorations. I was just too busy during the holiday season. And I know the Holiday Glow at Allerton in Monticello and the one in Mahomet at the gardens, the night lights at the garden in the botanical gardens are still going to be up into this weekend, but then they're going to be taking those kind of holiday features down after this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, just taking note. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we appreciate all the people that put up so many because people drive by your house a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes annoying to the neighbors.
Right,
the traffic.
Southwest Champaign especially, they had an uptick in the traffic for sure.
No, there's no doubt about it. But again, it's great. It's whatever, you know, people want to do. Good for them. It's just fine.
Exactly.
All right, ESPN 93.5, and again, Illinois wins. I was really impressed with the comments by our guy Jake Granderson, who you don't hear from much. I haven't heard him post-game very often, but just listen to his maturity.
We practice what we preach. Got to stay ready. You know, there's always going to be bumps in the road, and we welcome it with open arms.
We welcome him with open arms. Bumps in the road. What kind of attitude is that?
That's great.
That's awesome.
Try not to be fazed by adversity and came out here, played hard, played good defense, and got it up. Ain't number a thing!
Mm-hmm.
What?
At this point, COVID, injuries, and on and on and on, you could just use it as an excuse. You could just rise to the occasion and just lift each other up and have fun out here.
That is not how an 18-year-old sounds. That 18-year-old.
I was just gonna look up Grandison's age.
Well, he's came from Holy Cross. He's been with us what 2 years or 3 years? I can't keep track, but he's the real deal. And Brett Underwood knows that.
Jake's a really good player. Jake's a really good player. Jake's a really good player.
He is a really good player.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're gonna get a new offensive coordinator for football. If you missed that, Tony Peterson apparently out. After just 1 year, we were 20.6 points a game. That's 116th in the country. That's not very good. The buzz is the offensive coordinator for University of Texas San Antonio came in and whooped our butt 37-30. They averaged 36.4 points a game, which is like fourth in the nation. So it sounds like we got ourselves a hot new coordinator coming our way, perhaps. I don't know if it's that guy, but I think it's going to go quickly. Has to. I mean, you're into January, they're already starting to plan spring football and all of that. One thing about Brett Bielema, head football coach, I think he's in a hurry, and I think that's good. We went 5-7 when Vegas said we'd win 3. Exceeded my expectations. Unbelievable upset at Penn State. Then we beat Minnesota, and they were, like, ranked. So was Penn State. So we exceeded my expectation for this team. Then we beat Northwestern by 100. That was awesome. I mean, that was just like, yeah. They'd been pounding us for years. So that felt very good. So I'm excited. I think football, I'm going to stick with the prediction. I believe for the first time in Illinois history, which is like Robert Zupke, we're going back 100 and some years now. I mean, Zupke was only 100 years ago. But if you go back, you're just going to find we can't be consistent going to a bowl every year. I predict Brett Bielema will be because there's 72 teams or something that get to go to bowl games every year. And I think we're going to be one of those every season. I think we're going to go to a bowl now. And we've never done it, which is like, what? Really? No. Go look. It's like, boop, oh, what happened? We go to the Sugar Bowl, and then we can't win. I mean, I don't get it.
I don't either.
So I predict that Brett Bielema will win at least 6 games from here on out.
I love it.
Beginning next year.
I think that's totally doable.
But that's what it sounds like every year. I mean, we say, well, boy, we're going to be really, really good. John Makovic has the best record in the history of Illinois because he was here 3 years and was 30-16, had Jeff George, which helped. Then he went to Texas and found out that the fans aren't the same everywhere. Everybody tried to tell him that. Okay, quarter till. We jump to a quick morning sports headlines again. Diane Ducey.
Actually looked up Jacob Grandison, 23. Yeah. April 2nd is his birthday.
That'd be doggone.
I know. And, yeah, he says he's a foodie, loves fishing, listening to music.
DeMonte's 23. What's Trent?
I know.
Trent's got to be about 23. I'm telling you, Baylor was 23. I mean, that's who won the national championship.
Right.
This is a team that could be that good. And not every year you can say that. Usually you look at, oh, boy, we can't beat we can beat anybody. You fold Andre Curbelo if he can get healthy and add to this and get him in kind of gradually and help him help us. We don't need him to take over. We need him to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we're going pretty well right now.
Exactly. So. And we've got Maryland tomorrow, 6 o'clock tip. And it's Iowa night.
Yeah.
Rutgers over Michigan yesterday. We also have Nebraska at Michigan State, number 10 Michigan State tonight, and Penn State and Northwestern at 8 o'clock. So those are things to take note of. I think Trent's also 23.
Yeah, wow, love
September 8th,
that means those guys, they're all going to turn 24.
Yeah. Right.
That's just, I'm telling you. Go back and look at teams that are really good at basketball, and you're going to have a bunch of older guys mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
That was Gene Katie's strategy at Purdue forever. You come to Purdue from prep school, then you're redshirted. You don't even start till you're 20.
Really?
Yeah. I walked down the tunnel one time, and our guys are coming out. They were coming out. It was like I was walking among 25-year-old men. Our guys were like 19. I said, this is a different thing.
Yeah.
They've got older, mature guys. Gene
Katie, the experience versus the rookie.
It's just that you're different, and every human can relate. You're not the same person from 18 to 23.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely different person.
Yeah.
You're just mature. It doesn't have to be an athlete. But from an athletic standpoint, you're smarter, wiser, seen it, done it, been there, been yelled at, been all that, injured, come back. I mean, all that.
Yeah.
So you've got more perspective, and you make smarter choices most of the time. So... love our team.
Yes, it's true. What haven't we combed over? We had the Knicks over the Pacers yesterday. The Knicks and Brooklyn Nets happening tonight. Colorado over the Blackhawks 4-3 in overtime. St. Louis Blues in action against Pittsburgh tonight. And the winter warm-up canceled for the St. Louis Cardinals. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Kofi's 22. He's only a junior.
Okay.
Yeah, so who else do we have?
Well, Alfonso Plummer scored 10.
Alfonso's got to be older.
Right.
I mean, he's an old guy. This is his fifth year. Alfonso Plummer. I like Alfonso Plummer. He's really good.
Yeah. He's good at the free throws and stuff, too.
1997.
So that's 24. Wow. Okay.
This is the all-old team. This is awesome. 23-23-23-24, no wonder. No wonder.
Well, Andre's probably the younger one.
He's like 19.
I know.
Yeah, Andre Curbelo would be 19-ish.
Huh.
Sophomore. I'm telling you, this is the secret to a lot of success in this game is age and maturity and the fact that they all got better, obviously. Okay, weather coming up.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second to none delivery service. They're a third generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com. Sometimes the team at Banco Overhead Door in Muhammad gets asked,
what kind of garage doors can you repair?
What they should be asked is,
what kind of garage doors don't you repair?
The team at Banco is ready to serve your needs, whether it's brand new door installation or even just replacing sections of your current model. They also offer installation of safety sensors and weather stripping to keep yourselves and your doors safe from harm. Whether it's a new door, custom door, a motor, a part, or an existing door, Banco repairs it all. Find out more about what the team at Banco can do for you at 217-590-4085.
If you're looking for flooring, take advantage of the huge overstock sale with unbeatable prices at Neverman Floor Artisans.
So much selection to choose from available immediately. In this overstock clearance sale, you'll find everything tile, floor tile, wall tile, carpet tile, even vinyl plank and commercial carpet rolls. Quality products with pickup the same day.
Neverman Floor Artisans, they're just 9 miles south of Champaign on Route 45 in Tolono.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana have is Saturday. The next batch of at least modified wind-blown Arctic air is on the move across the area. Likely stick around for about a 36 to 48-hour time frame. Some moderation anticipated over the course of the weekend. And then perhaps a brief spell of some colder weather early next week. But by and large, later next week, signs of a little January thaw. Just too fast-moving and, as mentioned, wind-blown weather systems on the maps and charts. One of which generating a few snowflakes around, otherwise a partly sunny afternoon. Temperatures falling back into the teens, upper teens to lower 20s by supper time. That west-northwest wind gusting 45 miles per hour. Much colder tonight. Bitter wind chills, 10 above. Tomorrow breezy, much colder, mostly cloudy. A little light dusting and snow in a couple of spots, especially south of Champaign. Up to 15, and we'll flirt with zero tomorrow night as winds turn calm. Very cold on Friday, partly cloudy skies. High temperature up around 17 into the 30s, though, for the weekend. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
So why do we get these Facebook messages that keep asking, is this you in the video?
Yeah, I get that too.
I'm never clicking on that.
Never. I mean,
but it plays to your narcissism.
I know.
It's like,
it is me?
Is it me? Oh, look, I got to see you. Where did you see me at?
Right.
It's like, who clicks on that?
And it's oftentimes maybe in a friend request, and it might be somebody you recognize, but they don't have their picture up. And
I don't.
And you only have one friend in common when you know you have hundreds of friends in common. Somebody hacked.
Kind of down on whatever they're called now. Mega, whatever. I don't know what their new name is.
Well, I was just looking on Twitter and got an alert on some of these events coming up at the Virginia Theater, which I think it's cool that Garrison Keillor's coming to town on March 6th.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Pirates of Penzance, March 9th. Lewis Black, May 1st. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, April 27th. I mean, these are all events where you can get your tickets. Gordon Lightfoot is coming February 1st.
Didn't they cancel once?
I think maybe this COVID? Could be the make good. I don't know.
I have 4,574 friends.
That's about the same for me.
And I know like 20.
Right.
I'm done. I'm kind of done with this. Because when you click on it, then they say, how you doing? And it's somebody you don't know.
Right.
And then it's somebody from China trying to get your money.
And it used to be that I would say, how do you know me? Or something. But now,
I don't even mess with it. But I'm not into.
If somebody wants to actually talk to me, they're going to say something more than how you doing.
And I just...
They're going to say something personal.
But who clicks a friend that sends something provocative, right? You get the provocative pictures and like saying, get some clothes on. I get some of that. I'm not friending anything like that.
Wow.
No. It's just so much junk out there.
It's
so much junk.
Yes.
So much junk.
Right.
Okay. We are back tomorrow, Thursday. John Decker is not going to be on. He's hanging with Jill Biden tomorrow.
Wow.
Our great television White House correspondent is the only journalist that will accompany Jill Biden to Kentucky, and I think they're on like a Gulfstream private jet.
Okay.
It's not like a Air Force Two or anything like that. So how John got the trust of Jill Biden in that, we'll just ask him about it Friday. He's going to jump on Friday morning instead of Thursday. And Coach Ditka and Brother Johnny on Friday, I'll ask Coach about John Madden because I'm sure he knew John quite well.
Right.
And also Dan Reeves, who also passed at age 77, a couple of football legends. But we'll ask Coach about all that.
We didn't talk about Betty White passing away right before she turned 100 in this month.
About as likable as they get.
I guess
from a standpoint of a star without much controversy at all.
Right.
Betty White made you smile.
Always loved those
characters.
Always
made you smile.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you very much. Stand by. We got ESPN coming up. The boys this afternoon, 46 more on the Illini Victory with Lonte and Derek Piper. We'll meet back on the radio on Thursday tomorrow, 7 to 9. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full-service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad is excited to introduce a brand new service, the Doggy Bag. It's a 6-cubic-yard dumpster bag that's perfect for all your household cleanouts, small remodels, or repairs. Have pieces of an old roof you need to get rid of? Use the Doggy Bag. Have a garage full of junk? Use the Doggy Bag. Bulldog will drop the bag off and let you keep it as long as you need to. Then, once you've got it filled, they'll come back and pick it up. Find out more online at bulldoggybag.com.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champagne. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champagne, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champagne. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampagne.com, sarahchampagne.com, and look at 500 cars.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Merle Norman is culminating a 90th anniversary year and ringing in the festive season with a legendary color collection. Look for shimmering gold and silver celebration shadow quads and three show-stopping plush lipsticks recreated from iconic golden age of Hollywood reds. Shop the limited gift edition legendary color collection while supplies last at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road, Champaign, Illinois. Follow us at the Champaign Merle Norman on Facebook.
Have you heard about Country Squire Cleaners Wash and Dry Club? Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Muhammad and pick up your laundry. Then, within 3 days, they'll deliver all your clean and folded laundry back to your home. $25 a week for 25 pounds. Join the Wash and Dry Club and save time and money. Call 217-356-9422 for more information or visit them online, countrysquirecleaners.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Anything cause you to go, oh boy, domestic? I mean, when you hear the call and you go...
You do the domestics and you realize that there's probably not much you can do if those people don't want to accept the help or make some changes in their lives. But when the situation isn't out of everybody's control, that tends to be a little different.
Do you see new things every day, Jerrion?
I do. I've done things that I've never imagined I would do as a police officer. I've even changed diapers on a call.
Change a diaper on a call.
Yeah, there's been all sorts of things that you would...
How did you know how to change a diaper, Jerry?
I've got nieces and a nephew, so
it doesn't mean you had to change any diapers before, but you did.
I have.
Okay, what do you want people to know about police officers?
That we're just people. We come to work every day and we try to do our best. We understand that there's differences. Everyone's not going to agree, but if we all take the time to listen to one another, we can probably get a lot more accomplished.
Jerrion Broadnax, Champaign police officer. Great to talk to you, and thank you again for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.